Oh, I am on. All right, guys, welcome to Say All's Pitch here. I'm your host, Keith, and are we really in that bad of shape? I'm looking at stats right now from the Federal Reserve, and it seems that most of America is in the upswing. And I'm going to tell you those numbers from the Federal Reserve that tracks our household debt, okay? Payments as percentage of household income. Now, this is called debt to income ratio. Most debt to income ratio right now is 9.7%. So now, why is that? Where's this coming from? Your debt to income ratio compares how much you owe each month to how much you earn. So that percentage is low, 9.7%. So they're giving out loans, but at a higher interest rate. That's not helping inflation. So that gross monthly income before taxes goes towards payments for rent, mortgages, credit cards, and other debt. So it could be a store credit card debt. So we're gonna get into that next. So give me a thumbs up, guys, if you like what I talk about. I'm Sales Pitch, and look, you can help me out greatly by just one, liking that, hitting that like button, and also subscribing to my channel. You're gonna get a lot of great insight here. We're getting into what the average household debt is right now. And the average household debt just carried over to $17 trillion in debt as of the first quarter of 2023. And now we're coming in the second, we're in the second quarter, and it actually went up just a hair bit more, not much. So how is the debt split between mortgages, auto loans, credit cards, and other types of loans? From the debt to income ratio. So, a recent pull together as much as we could. So, this is what I'm giving you my average. The debt in 2023, the average right now is a detailed stat. Okay, total household debt 17 trillion. Average household debt is about 102,000, okay? So, most Americans, what is what the most Americans owe on their debt. Okay, I'm going to tell you what that is. Okay, average mortgage debt, okay, right now $236,443 according to these federal factors. Now, key mortgage debt and total mortgage debt for all of us, including myself, okay, is $12 trillion, okay? Average revolving credit card debt in America is at an all-time high. And I'm in there too because I have business credit. But they do factor that. Doesn't matter if you have business credit, personal credit, when they factor in these numbers, it's debt, okay? It's credit card debt. Yes, but I use it differently than everybody else. I use it to fix up houses. I do this to fix this up, you know, and I use it to flip the houses. But that average revolving credit card balance is $5,900, basically $6,000. Let's just put it that way. It's $5,910 is average credit card debt. And that is including myself. Because most people, hey, when you're gonna go use your credit card, hey, I'm gonna go get a new light. I'm gonna go get a new I don't know, a new computer, whatever you use your credit for. I mean, you go shopping. I don't like to use my credit. I don't. I hate using my credit card. But I use it. I was always taught to use it in emergencies. I've always had one credit card, and I've always treated it like, hey, I really need to have this, and it's going to be my backup plan. And that has mostly happened. On every house, something breaks through where I need to use it. But on this house, I haven't had to do that. Because of my last house, I did pretty well. So anyway, enough about me. Where are you guys at? Comment below. If you guys owe more than $5,000 in credit card debt, I'd like to know from you. You're my audience. I'm giving you guys a lowdown on why loan rates are going up, not down. Because we are at a downswing. But that's not that's not what they're saying. Not with these new reports. That's not what they're saying at all. FHA loans and commercial loans are actually up right now. Okay? From FHA itself, from FHA article. It's coming from FHA itself and Freddie Mae and Freddie Mac, okay, under these guidelines. So where are we really? Okay? How much asking power do people have? Well, I'm going to tell you that as well right now. So FHA is good. The debt to income ratio is at very low point. It's all a lie. It's at 9.7%. It's not a doomsday report. You guys can look it up yourself. Just ask Google. Where's that number at? And where do you get these figures? Well, the Federal Reserve tracks all the household debt and payments percentages around the country. And they found that right now, it's actually it's at 9%. So the debt to income ratio for you to get a loan. Okay, we're going to get into that now. Okay, we are going to find out the maximum, it's called DTI, debt to income ratio for FHA loan, which most people get, not traditional, but we'll get into traditional loans as well because traditional loans got to follow Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac's guidelines. So does it really matter if you get a traditional loan or FHA loan? If you could qualify for both? Absolutely not. So which one would I go for? Well, the only downside to FHA is they're more restricted. I mean, they're restrictive. So that means, let's say you're just your first time home buyers, and you do get qualified for a regular loan for yourself, okay? So a non-FHA loan or conventional loan, and you need 25, 20 to 20% down. Most time it's 20%, but they've been up in those numbers, and I'm gonna get into all that later on in my show, not today. But it's 20% down. But you have to remember those requirements for FHA. The reason why they're strict is because they don't want you to, let's say, like me, I flip houses for a living. So I'm not going to be able to go and get an FHA loan at my first time buyer's house or as a flip anytime soon. Now they're going to refer me to getting a let's say non-conforming loan, which is through a bank lender, like not through FHA. So non-conforming loan is not a loan or through Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, even though it can be passed down to them. It's very confusing, but I'm doing a traditional loan, so a traditional loan is not going to be restricted to my rights to that property and the loan and the insurance that's through all that, through the, well, that's an escrow account through your taxes and all that for the first year that you cannot sell that house or flip it from FHA, but you can with traditional. See? Now, with commercial and business loans, they're not restricted, like jumbo loans. So there's a lot of things that you guys don't understand in this loan world. So now, we are still under debt to incomes, even at higher risks at 40%. So they will not give you a loan anything over 40%. So not unless it's a special situation. They'll go to the debt to income ratio of 57%, but those numbers are very low. You almost never see that, not unless you're the federal government, because we owe another $32 trillion that we just added on to the $31 trillion that they just borrowed. So their debt to income ratio from the federal government is more like 80%. So they would never, our government should never be able to get any kind of money, any kind of loan anytime soon on paper. But it's the government. They can really write the dollar amount of what they want to print pretty much on demand. But that is failing now, and we see that. You know what's making it the loans restrictive to the FHA and traditional loans not passing you? It's not because you're in debt. It's not because you don't have money down. It's because the AAA, our rating went down. So they preemptively knew that when interest rates were going to go up. And that is holding you hostage, okay? So your debt-to-income ratio, we're, as a country as a whole, it looks great. It looks awesome on paper. We're only at 9%. And most borrowers have a debt-to-ratio less than 43% when it comes to everything as a whole. So what the underwriters do is they take how much money you make. So most Americans make averagely, I'm just going to give you the number, 50, the average number for everybody as a whole is $57,000. That's what I have to go by. It's $57,000 a year, okay? I'm not talking about like attorney or a lawyer is making $300,000 on each case and they're banking and, look, that they're at the top 1% of the highest wealth earners in our country. So they're not going to, they don't even need credit cards. If you're making $1 million in residential income off your job, then you don't need a credit card. Okay. You don't need a boost to help you out every now and then. Like most of Americans. Oh, credit card debt's through the roof. Well, under these stats, that's not true. It says it. 31%. We are under the lenders' scores for to get loans at the moment in time. Although interest rates are taken up over the amount that they can get to borrow, okay, on average for a house or a car or, I don't know, whatever you got, an apartment or a condo, whatever you're going to buy. I don't know, if you want to buy a yacht or a fishing boat, whatever you want to buy, those loan rates go up, so the amount you can borrow goes down. And that's just economics. That's just how the number systems work. So that's the problem. Most people need to borrow in our country $500,000 right now for a house, but they can't qualify with the high interest rates with their debt to income to the loan. So if you're only making $57,000 a year, and that is lower than the interest rate at what they're giving out at 8%, your debt-to-income ratio for that loan with your car and credit cards and all that is now at 72%. Even though your credit score is high. Credit scores, guys, this is boring. I understand it. But you're going to learn from me. I'm telling you how the real world works. So now everybody's debt-to-income on paperwork with the underwriters for the FHA loans are at 67%, not 57%, because they can't write the loan for $500,000 on a $50,000 income ratio when you have a car, credit, and all the other stuff. It's crazy how it works. But your personal income, your personal debt to income is 9%. But when they conglomerate it all together, if that's how I'm going to say it, in those terms, then it's over 67% right now. So the average home rate is falling through. And that's making our rating go down, and there's nothing we can do about it. And because inflation is up. So they adjust all that to inflation. Even though jobs are there, or it looks like we could be coming into a recession just on based off of that debt to income ratio and that loan rate. And it doesn't have anything to do with your credit score, which that credit score underscore is at 7%, is at 9% debt to income ratio. So they factor that in. So that 50, so now we're at that 67% rate that you're over. So they take off that 9% and then they come up with your maximum DPI. So your maximum DPI now at 67% minus that number doesn't look good on paperwork for the underwriter, for any loan. any loan, period. So people are having to come up with more cash. And that's the problem. People are cash strapped right now. I'm even cash strapped for doing this house. And I'm getting ready to put it back on the market because the deal fell through because they didn't understand how to market this house. And the guy's on it. He's down at the zoning office getting answers of what's going on down there. And then that also matters too. We're getting into all this stuff, guys, because they want to take the restrictions from zoning laws to these commercial buildings, like these shopping centers, these big shopping malls. And they want to rezone them and restructure them so they can make livable structures out of them. So put apartments in there. So next time you go to JCPenney's, you're probably going to be renting an apartment structure from it. I'm just giving you that example. That's going to change how loans and FHA loans, percentages, DPIs work. But they're not going to get all that done anytime soon, guys. I'll tell you why. The zoning for you to get a loan right now, okay, is residential. And it can be mixed with commercial, but those loans require non-conforming FHA loans and or traditional loans. That means they will not conform. They're non-conforming that because they can't, because they're commercial. They require you to put down from anywhere from 25 to almost 40% down on these type of loans. So if they don't change the zoning rules for the lending at the JCPenney apartments that's gonna take place down the road, I'm just giving you a scenario. So now they're gonna change that old mall into an apartment complex. Well, if they'll zone every time they change one of those industrial or commercial zones. Every time they change one in any city in the U.S., and you can look up yourself, it costs $15,000 to $20,000 to get that paperwork done. And then you got to go to court. They got to vote on it. And they got to get all that. It's an expensive process. And here's Biden saying, well, we're just going to go ahead and ease those. I was like, oh, okay. So you're just going to get your little pen, Mr. Biden, and just write off the zone for JCPenney's to put apartments in there. Because they're not making money on clothing anymore. Good luck with that. You know how much that's going to cost? For every zone and every sector, for every city, is different. Because you got VA loans, you got commercial loans, you got industrial loans, you got light industrial loans, you got high industrial loans. You got different sectors of loans and different zoning restrictions for each zone. Like my zone is H zone. That means it's high industrial. That means it's a little loud, okay, in structure, because there's a factory that GM took down in 2007. Then they never changed the code, and I'll tell you why, because it's still commercial, industrial, residential. It doesn't matter. It just means that residential and commercial are mixed. But those loans are harder to get. Mixed loans are very hard to get. So they're going to have to ease those restrictions, like you said. And that's not going to be done lightly. Because every time they rezone a sector for this section, saying it's okay to take JCPenney's and make it into an apartment complex, it's going to cost them for each one, for the each sector, for the zone, for each city, depending on where it is, it's $15,000. So that means if there's, depending on how many square feet your city is, like Detroit, I'm just giving you an example of how big New York is. Just New York alone, and I'll give you that number. It's not a brainiac problem here. It's $15 trillion just to rezone everything to residential in the city of New York. That's just one city. You're talking multiple cities throughout the whole U.S. And that is over the cost of our current national debt right now of, what, 60, 60 $1 trillion, it's going to cost $100 billion to go through every sector in the United States to sign off on a rezone. We don't have the money, guys. And Biden's shooting shit up everybody's bum to make things look better, and it's not good. Everything's going bust. Target's going out. Target's not looking good. Tuesday Mornings is going bust. Bed Bath & Beyond went bankrupt. Restaurants are going, everything, it's inflation, it's killing our economy. And now, people, now we got war, we don't trust China. I know I'm going off, guys, I'm just saying. So it's more than just one thing. Everything relates to each other. And people don't realize that. Oh, I'm going to be a millionaire tomorrow. I got a new business. See, everybody's got to tweak their dream. Everybody's got something that they want to do. But until you've done it, until you've been there like me, I know the truth about real estate. And I don't like it, honestly. The best person we can hire for the job is the only person in the world that I do not want as president. I'm going to be honest with you right now. I do not, not saying he's not a good business person. I do not want Donald Trump in office. For those, not because he's not a good business person, just because I don't like what the situation he put himself in, and I don't trust that. So, would he be a good person as president for the zoning aspect of what Biden just announced to relieve those restrictions so we can do more loans for JCPenney apartments? Yes. Donald Trump would be most likely the best president to restrict that. But he would not ease any debt that's already on the debt ceiling now. It would just get worse because you need $100 trillion just to rezone all the cities in the whole country. That's just the United States. That's not including the Virgin Islands and all the other things, Hawaii, Alaska, because those numbers are not in our current system. They're only in the states within the sectors. Okay, and there's only four sectors. So, you guys want somebody who wants to run our country? Why don't you have me do it for you? Because it's not a brain. FHA, the government, all these federal guidelines are in every court system for zoning laws. It's all there. And they tell you how much it costs to rezone, to petition a zone, to get a judgment on a zone. And the average cost is $15,000 to $25,000 per section of zone, even in a small city. Okay, so if I wanted to rezone my property and rezone this sector because I want JCPenney's to be an apartment complex tomorrow, I got to go put the paperwork in and wait for a hearing. That could take up to 3 years. So Biden's plan isn't going to work. Sorry, Biden. Good try, but the people like Trump probably just laughed at you. Because I'm not even that good at it, and I understand it. But all right, guys, debt-to-income ratio is 43% less than what it was from when the pandemic hit. So we are all in good shape. So don't worry about it. FHA loan requirements are actually going down right now. So according to Forbes Advisor. So they're looking into the same numbers I'm looking at. Can't get a mortgage with 55 debt-to-income ratio. Well, right now we're at 70 because of the rate hikes. And that's not making us get loans because we need to come up with, to bring that that what they don't tell you guys, okay, what they don't tell you about the DTI is to bring that number down to less than 43% to get the loan, you have to have 30% down on an FHA loan right now because they're restricting you to how much that you're allowed to borrow with how much you make. So now people are putting the cash up. But then now they're cash strapped if anything hits. Like, I don't know, your heater goes out, your furnace goes out, air conditioner goes out. I don't know. You get a flat tire on your car. Who knows? That could really push you over the edge. Now, those are I call zombie costs. Those costs are hidden. You don't know when they're going to eat you up. You don't. They just happen. And those are the hidden costs that the loans will never be able to really put into a cost ratio. So, shopping, all that stuff. How much you spend on food? Well, if you went through every number, no one would ever get a loan. Because we are all strapped for cash. That's just how the world works. They don't want me and you to have money. They don't. They want us to keep spending money. That's how the world works. I need a cheap coffee cup for my tea. Okay, so I don't like maybe I don't like the color of the cup. Okay, I don't want a black and white cup anymore. Well, you know what? I can't afford to go to JCPenney's anymore because they just turned it into an apartment complex. So now I gotta go to the Dollar Tree and spend $1.25 per cup. But you know what? I only need one. So Dollar Tree ain't making no money off of my one purchase for $1.25 because we can't trust China anymore. So that's causing another issue. If there's no, it's not the domestic product isn't there, isn't the problem. It's just there isn't no domestic product on the shelves because it costs too much to ship them in overseas. So now everything's coming back here, and the things that are made here, people are buying them more because that's all we have. We don't want to pay more for junk. Because it's low quality. I made a video on that, by the way. United States is living under low quality. We're all under low quality. And that is costing us twice as much to buy anything because the stuff don't last. Got a washing machine last year and that thing broke down twice. Okay? So then now it's under out of warranty and can't get fixed. So now what? That piece of shit from China, washing machine from Whirlpool is worthless, so now I gotta go buy another piece of shit. But I didn't. You know what I did? I went to the thrift store and found one from the 90s that worked, and I fixed it because they're made out of real steel and not this plastic crap. That's the problem. If something has low quality, it's pushing our debt to ratio up, not down. China's costing everybody too much money into your pocket, making us buy more and more domestic crap that we don't need. And that's pushing us out of the loaning market for a house because we got to keep using our credit cards for a cheap cup. It's just sad, guys. We all got to wake up. You got to wake up. I woke up a long time ago. I was like, I'm not going to keep working for a job because I know there's no money there. I got to pay off my debt, get it down to where I own my house, which I do now. Okay. I flip houses. I find a house, live in it, flip it, make the money. We'll find another one, a cheaper house, invest that, take that money that I made, pay the taxes I need that are due on it for the year, put the rest away, and then move on to a less expensive house. It's called downsizing. That's how you make money in our country. Do you think the Donald Trumps and the Jeff Bezos and the people that run Apple and the CEOs are going to tell you how to downsize your average so you make money and you capitalize on it? Do they tell you how to do any of that? No. They want you to go get a $400,000 education to learn that shit. And then now that you got yourself a business degree, the first thing you should have learned is not put yourself in debt, dumbass. All right, girls, I gotta go. This is getting off the chain. I'm getting hyped up now. So wake up your brain. Get wiser, guys. Start doing your research. Because if you keep walking around like you just don't care, throw your hands in the air like you just don't care, okay, you're going to look like just a bum in L.A. on the street, living in a tent. Because you know why? You couldn't afford it. All right, guys. Have a great day. And that's all I got to say. You just don't forget to subscribe to my show.